Had to make a little change there. Fade out that music and start this music right here from the one and only Selwyn Birchwood. Selwyn's going to be here in Galesburg, coming up on Sunday night. He's going to be playing the Fat Fish Pub. In fact, part of his tour, he's all over the place. You can see him in Rock Island. Before that, he's going to be up at Buddy Guy's Blues Legends in Chicago, a gentleman who he's had the pleasure to open for. And we are so happy to have him with us here this morning. Selwyn, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks for taking some time with us here this morning. You know, really interesting. I'm reading some of these quotes from some of the different media outlets, and the one that obviously stuck out right off the bat was what Rolling Stone had to say: a powerhouse player and emotive performer. His band is material, and both his skilled guitaring and soulful vocals are the essence of fully formed. Birchwood is a major player, highly recommended. Again, that from Rolling Stone. And so when I said, you know, reading some information about you, you're still a pretty young guy. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm 34.
Oh, so you're slightly older than thought, but you're still a young guy in the blues world, though.
That's what I'm told, yeah.
Yeah, but you started playing at about 13 and kind of found your niche in the blues. And one of the things I found really interesting about you that not only as a player, some guys play, some guys sing, sometimes they do both. Some guys produce, some guys write. But here you are, and in fact, I look at your album, Pick Your Poison. You wrote and produced and played on all 13 songs on that album. My goodness, that had to take some work. And kind of talk about, before we get into more of your background, talk about that, doing everything on the album.
Well, I've got an ear of or a sound in my head that I want to get out on these songs. We do all original songs, so it's all songs that I've written, so I've got particular ways that I want them to turn out, and that's why I kind of take the reins when we get in the studio there. So that's Pick Your Poison is actually our fourth record of all original music, and kind of try to pride myself on writing songs, because my goal is to find a sound, you know, that I could call my own sound eventually. And I think with this album, Pick Your Poison, it was a good start. And the next album that we're getting into to record in December, I think, is going a lot more along that path as well.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, Selwyn. You grew up in Florida from Orlando, but your dad from Tobago in the Caribbean, your mom from the UK. You were born in Orlando. So let's start off with just some music in the first place. You picked up a guitar at 13. Of course, you listened to rock and roll at that time, but that really didn't necessarily speak to you, it sounded like, at that point.
No, I just listened to what was on the radio, and when I first picked up a guitar, I was just happy to be able to impress my, you know, friends that are I'm going to school with, that I could play something off the radio. But I got bored with that pretty quick, and a friend of mine actually gave me a Jimi Hendrix record when I was about 13 or 14, and I was blown away. I wanted to find out what would possess someone to write that kind of music, because to me it sounded like alien music. I was never one of the people that kind of wanted to sound like Hendrix or play like him, but I was just blown away by his creativity. And when you look back in his bio, you find all the older blues guys, the Muddy Waters and Elmore James and Buddy Guy, and I dug back and listened to those guys, and it was like I found the sound that I had been looking for. And it seemed like the same week that Buddy Guy was actually coming into town, and I went and saw him live, not knowing anything about him. And I was just completely floored. And I said that night, I said, "What, you know, whatever this is that I'm looking at, that's what I want to do." And, spent the years since then trying to do so. And it's kind of crazy that it's gone full circle from being exposed to blues really for the first time at a Buddy Guy show to, the last show we did with Buddy Guy was in a Coliseum in Vienne, France, for about 15,000 people.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah, I guess it's probably kind of cool for you coming full circle also, because even, you know, that grunge or any of that rock you're listening to on the radio or whatever music you're listening to, it was all rooted in the blues.
Yeah, absolutely. When I go back and listen to some of that stuff that I was digging on, the stuff that I was digging on, was the ones that had elements of blues music really at the forefront of it. So it's kind of wild. That's why I felt like, you know, I've been kind of searching for that sound, and it was there all along.
You know, it's kind of a neat story I want you to tell, that you had a neighbor that, did you not know that you had a blues legend as a neighbor till some point in your life, and you finally met him?
Yeah, it was actually a friend of mine in high school knew that I was into music and playing guitar and blues in particular, and he would always tell me, oh, my neighbor's got a blues band. And I'm thinking it's just a bunch of drunk guys in a garage somewhere. And, you know, it turned out to be an internationally touring blues musician named Sonny Rhodes. And he brought me one of his CDs one day. And from the first lick and the first time he started singing on the record, I told him, man, you got to introduce me to whoever this is. And it took about 6 months for me to get over to meet him because he was on the road as much as I am now. He'd be home for 3 days, gone for 4 weeks, be home for 1 week, gone for 3 weeks sort of thing. So I took my guitar over there, and I got about halfway through a song, and he stopped me and just said, you know, son, do you have a passport? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I'm going to take you on the road with me. And I'm thinking he's just blowing smoke sort of thing. And within about three weeks, you know, I was on the road with him, traveling all throughout the U.S. and Canada. And, you know, I stayed in his band as his rhythm guitar player off and on for about 4 or 5 years, and then got back home and started focusing on my own band and songwriting. But I'm really happy that I was able to, you know, start that way and be mentored by someone of that stature at such a young age, because I was 18 or 19 when I started in his band.
Well, you know, one of the other interesting stories, we're talking with Selwyn Birchwood, blues guitarist and songwriter. Got a new album coming out pretty soon, and he'll be here at Fatfish Pub coming up Sunday night. Let me ask you first. At that point, you're still a young guy, and your parents, were they okay? It's like, okay, music is the path he wants to choose. Let's let him go do it. Was that the case, or what? Where were your parents at that point? What was their feeling on that?
Not at first. I mean, I'd been playing guitar all along, and you know, they were adamant about me staying in school, because I would have been happy at that point just to be, you know, Sonny's guitar player and just stay out on the road. But it worked out that I, you know, he said, I'm going to hold this spot in the band for you, so whenever you, you know, get back out of school or on break or whatever, just, you know, you could fly out and meet up with the band, or I'll drive down and get you.
Well, it sounded like didn't he kind of insist that you finish the school because you needed the business side of the music world as well?
No, my parents and
okay,
that I stay in school. Yeah,
Selwyn Birchwood joining us here this morning. Well, but it's great that Sonny was able to, that he was going to keep that spot because he got it. He understood that you got to do what you got to do. Your parents want you to do this, and you got plenty of time to get out there in the music world.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a cool thing to be able to do that at such a young age. You really showed me what it was like to be a touring blues musician, and what it was to be a band leader, most of all. And you know, he really opened my eyes to a whole world out there that I had no idea what was going on, because before YouTube and all the rest of the internet connectivity, I didn't know anybody that liked blues music. I pretty much felt like I was the only one that liked it. Crazy.
Yeah, you know, and I think I agree with you. The crazy thing is that I think a lot of people don't realize, especially guys that are fans, or I shouldn't say guys, but people that are fans of rock music, and especially classic rock music, and all the guitarists from, you know, like you said, whether it's Hendrix or, you know, Jimmy Page or Clapton, or, you know, name them, Terry Kath from Chicago, that, you know, all that rooted in the blues, and that's what those guys were all about as well. I think if they take the time to listen to it, they're going to get that and see what incredible artists there are out there in the blues world.
Absolutely, and, you know, that's one thing I'm adamant about talking about at my shows, is that, you know, when I got into this music, it wasn't Eric Clapton or Joe Bonamassa that I was listening to, and or the Allman Brothers, you know. And I get excited when people like Eric Clapton and the Allman Brothers and Joe Bonamassa, but I just say, you know, if you like what they're doing, you'd love where they got it from.
Right.
When you go back and listen to the records that they listen to, you know, you kind of hear that it's secondhand what they're doing. And when you go straight to the source and get that pure form of it, you know, it's almost like you can't go back, you know.
Absolutely. Selwyn Birchwood joining us here this morning. He'll be at Fat Fish Pub coming up this Sunday night. You've opened for, as you mentioned, Buddy Guy. You're playing at Buddy Guy's Blues Legend coming up this week as well. Robert Cray, Joe Louis Walker. I mean, is there, I know you've obviously influences from especially like a guy like Buddy Guy and Sonny Rhodes. Are there any other influences, though, from the music that you listened to earlier, or any other guitar players from any other genre at all that have kind of influenced you at all?
Oh, just too many to count. And, you know, I kind of prefer it that way. I don't want to sound like a clone of anybody.
Right.
So I've got a lot of guitar players I listen to, and just about every blues player that, you know, you can think of, I listen to and study, and I try to mix it up all up in the pot and, you know, try to come up with what hopefully sounds like me, you know?
You know, that's another thing that's pretty amazing, that all the music will never be made. There's always something new out there, and it amazes me every time. And, you know, I know Burl does a great job of getting different artists here at Fat Fish, that none of you sound alike. It's so amazing, all the different tunes and tones and everything that comes out of a guitar, and none of you sound the same. And I think that's a really cool thing, that, like you said, you're Selwyn Birchwood. You're not this person or that person, and you don't sound like them. You sound like you.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case, and that's supposed to be the idea with music, I think. And I find that a lot of blues musicians these days, or a lot of guitar players, want to just emulate, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan or Jimi Hendrix or Eric Clapton or whoever their favorite guitar player is, and that's cool. But I think it's, you know, I think the reason why we connect with those musicians and the Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King and all these people is because they told their own story and they did it in their own way, and that's what made them unique, and that's what made us connect with them so much, because they were telling their truth, you know. And I think that gets really watered down when you know, you have people singing, you know, just really kind of tired at this point, cover tunes that you know, aren't really what they lived. I've heard enough harmonica players stand up on the stage and sing, "I was born in Chicago in 1952, to look at them and know that they aren't old enough to have that be true, and I know that they weren't. And it's you know, it's a strange phenomenon to me.
Yeah, and I get it. And it's one thing when you first pick up a guitar and you're, you know, whether you listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan or Jimmy Page or whatever, to be influenced and try to play like them, but at some point you got to find yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I think you know, that emulation portion is just the first step there.
Absolutely. Selwyn Birchwood, he'll be at Fat Fish Pub coming up this Sunday night. Tickets available for that show. You can also check him out in Rock Island later this week up at Buddy Guy's Blues Legends in Chicago. Got to ask you another thing, Selwyn. You sometimes when you're on stage, you're barefoot. Is that just a comfort thing? You're from Florida, just the lifestyle. Why do you get barefoot on stage sometimes?
I'm barefoot on stage all the time.
Oh, all the time, not just sometimes. You're always barefoot.
I've never liked shoes. A while back, Jack Daniels had me kicking my shoes off in the middle of a set for one reason or the other. And the crowd went crazy over it. I was like, I didn't understand why, but then, you know, he had me do the same thing the next night, and I eventually just stopped wearing them in general, just because I just don't like them. When I'm home, I'm in, you know, in Florida, I'm wearing sandals or I'm barefoot, so it's like it's a comfort thing for me.
Absolutely. Got to ask you one other thing. You're about 6'3". I know you've always been into music. Was there a time where sports were on the radar for you, being as tall as you are? I'm sure you probably had coaches trying to get you to play something, whether it was a soccer or basketball or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I was basketball all through high school. Yeah. That was my love, my second love, I guess,
yeah,
for music.
And what's really cool, I mean, you know, sometimes those things kind of cross over. Look at a guy, you remember Wayman Tisdale that played in the NBA, and he actually won Grammys as a bass player in the jazz world. So sometimes there's ways, I think, that those worlds kind of crisscross at times.
Oh, very cool. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. He was an Oklahoma guy, played for a long time in the NBA, and ended up, he had diabetes or something, and had lost, like a foot and leg, and ended up passing away. But yeah, he actually ended up, he was an incredible bass player, and actually, yeah, was a Grammy winner, playing the bass. I know he did some stuff with, I'm trying to remember one of the country guys, Kenny Chesney, maybe did some stuff with him. I think he actually did a song kind of dedicated to him, but anyway, so we'll sell one again, coming up this Sunday night, Fat Fish Pub, and, your website. If people want to check you out, they can Google Selwyn Birchwood. It's SELWYN, and find your. Is that where they're able to purchase your music?
You can actually pick up CDs through alligator.com with the Alligator Records website. And mm-hmm. If you want to find out any more information on us, you can just like the band page on Facebook or follow us on the Instagram. And I keep everything updated on there all the time. Where we're going to be and what we got going on, you know.
All right. Selwyn Birchwood, he'll be with his band at the Fat Fish Pub coming up this Sunday night. Selwyn, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. I really do appreciate it. Looking forward to the show this weekend.
All right. I appreciate you having me on, man.